Next on Making Waves, we will learn about the website award won by New Hope Community. Making Waves producer Kevin Graff will be interviewing Donna Fisher of the New Hope Community staff.
On the line with us right now is Donna Fisher, who is the Marketing and Communications Manager at New Hope Community, and who has recently was honored with two website design awards. But first, Donna, can you tell us a little bit about New Hope Community?
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me on tonight. New Hope Community is an organization that supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have been in existence since 1975, and our whole premise is really about empowering people, giving them the opportunity to make their own choices and determine their own future. And if I can, I guess, quote our president and CEO, Jim Forbes, he has a nice anecdote that he calls, that he says, finding their own GPS, using their personal GPS, which is their gifts, their personal direction, and their strength. So we focus on, you know, self-direction and the opportunity to live a fuller and person-centered life.
Donna, can you tell us a little bit about this, the award itself, the Davies Award?
Sure. So we recently launched a new website in the beginning of the year, around January, February. We had partnered with a great agency, Volume 8, out of Montgomery. And the awards themselves are overseen and judged by the Academy of Interactive and Visual Arts, which is a member-based organization with creative minds that represent, you know, organizations such as Condé Nast, MTV, GE, Disney. And the awards really evaluate the distinction and honor the creative work of, you know, agencies that have, you know, done design work and provided the support for website design. So the Davy Awards this year, there were over 4,000 entries, of which we received a gold award out of all nonprofit websites and a silver award for the best visual appeal and utility of websites. So we were pretty excited about, about receiving those awards.
Now, yeah, it sounds like the competition was pretty stiff.
I think it was. I do have to say that the submission was done on behalf of our creative agency. So, you know, they're definitely winners along with us. You know, we share in the success of the site.
And you worked with Volume 8.
Yes.
And I guess you had to supply them with the information and
right.
And some of the ideas that you wanted to use and the photos. And
exactly. We have, being in existence for over 40 years, we have quite a library and an archive of photos. And so we definitely supported them with, you know, the photography, the images, you know, some direction, all of the written content that really spoke to our services and our mission. We worked closely on the creative direction, but, we really wanted to change the site so it was more of a user-friendly experience. There was improved navigation and functionality, better mobile usability, and really overall more comprehensive. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that we worked really closely on that we're really proud of is that the site is now accessible to people with disabilities. So we're in compliance with the American Disabilities Act, and, you know, some of the functions and features that, you know, that align with that are, you know, easier navigation without the need to use a mouse, increased, you know, contrast between fonts and backgrounds for, you know, people that may have color blindness or, you know, difficulty viewing those things, and also more descriptive links and providing alternative texts that supports, you know, assistive technology such as screen reader software.
Okay. And now, who did the judging on this particular?
So the awards are judged and overseen by the Academy of Interactive and Visual Arts. So, like I had mentioned, it's a member-based organization. It's made up of professionals from, you know, various disciplines in the visual arts arena, and they are, you know, they represent some big name organizations.
Okay, and tell me, how the website that was upgraded and award winning, how does that profile some of the programs that you're doing?
Well, one thing we like to, I guess, portray or put out there is that it's not specifically about the services that we offer, which we do, but the website really tells the story of the people we support. It's you know, visually appealing. It's really strong with photographs showing them participating in some of the services we provide. So our DayHab program, which consists of our Living Arts Center, that does a lot of engaging and personalized programs based on, you know, express desires. Computer Lab, our supported employment, showing, you know, people we support, you know, holding jobs, being active in the community, showing the people we support out in the community and being active. So it's informative in the sense that you can really read about the services we provide, but, you know, visually it's really telling the story of the person-centeredness of, you know, our mission.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Donna. And can you give us the website?
Yes, it is www.newhopecommunity.org.
Okay. Donna, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and congratulations on those two awards.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.